Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. One heartbeat from eternity. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. And Jesus said to him, Verily I say unto thee, today you shall be with me in paradise. You may recall that these were the words that Jesus spoke to the thief on the cross, who asked to be remembered in the life that was to come. This is a revealing look at what happens to a person at the moment of death. I have had the awesome responsibility and an opportunity to be at the bedside of loved ones as well as those that I did not know who were at the moment of death. And those who knew the Lord, it was a time of victory, a time of joy, a time of celebration. You see, the reality is that when we breathe our last and our heart beats the last time in this life, it's not the end. It is just the beginning of all eternity. The determining factor is where we will spend that eternity. We will either spend it with the Lord in heaven forever and ever with joy and rejoicing, or we will spend it in eternity of suffering and hell that is beyond anything that we can even imagine. Each one of us are one heartbeat from eternity. It's time to once again take stock of where we are in relationship to the Lord. We need to ensure that we have secured our heartbeat with the Lord that will last forever and ever. My life with the Lord began as a boy, probably 7 or 8 years old, kneeling at an altar in Camas, Washington, saying to the Lord, please come into my heart. Oh, I knew beyond any shadow of a doubt that he came in that day. And from that time on, I have known that I am his child, and that should I die, I will be with him forever and ever in eternity. You see, the reality is that our life will go on forever and ever. The important thing is where will we spend it. We are one heartbeat from eternity, and we need to ensure that that eternity will be in paradise with the Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that you have given us the assurance of salvation so that we can trust in you. And when we come to the end of this crazy world that we live in, there is a blessed peace waiting for the children of God. Oh, how we eagerly look forward to that. But Lord, help us to be faithful to you and to witness to those around us in the time that we have. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word. And you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer. If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.